USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court's ruling on the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test requirements for large employers is expected at any time. In October of 2021, the Supreme Court upheld Indiana University's vaccine mandate. It did the same for a mandate for healthcare workers in Maine and then again for healthcare employees in New York State. When we know more, you'll know more. Just weeks before hosting the Beijing Winter Olympics, China is battling multiple coronavirus outbreaks in a half dozen cities, with the one closest to the capital driven by the Omicron variant. Across China, more than 20 million people are in some form of a lockdown, with many prevented from leaving their homes. Ronnie Spector, one of the best-known figures of the 60s girl group era, died Wednesday from cancer. She was 78. USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you have 6 years to give to the Army, they have a lot of money for you.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid vaccine mandates. The head of the Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have posed significant challenges for recruiters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Olympic bronze medal winning sprinter 29-year-old Dion Lendore has died after a head-on collision in Texas involving two other vehicles. The crash happened outside Bryan College Station on Highway 6 Monday. The Trinidad Tobago track star was working as a volunteer assistant at Texas A&M when he crashed on his drive home from practice. That was according to team coach Pat Henry. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
States like Pennsylvania, New York, California, and Illinois are all losing populations. States like Texas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Florida have seen increases in their population using U-Haul truck rentals as an indicator from 2020 to 2021. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem on Fox News says the Republican philosophy of small government and more personal responsibility is a driving factor.
Folks don't move to South Dakota for our beaches or for our tropical weather, especially in January right now. But they're coming here because they want to be like us. They want to live somewhere where their government respects them and where they let them use personal responsibility to take care of their families, make the best decisions for them, and let them be free. And overwhelmingly, the amount of people that have moved to this state by the thousands have told us that that's exactly it. They want the way of life that we have. And we have the way of life that we have here because we have a small, limited government that understands what its job is and what its job is not.
The Biden administration is pushing the UN Security Council to impose more sanctions on North Korea after Pyongyang carried out a series of missile tests in defiance of United Nations resolutions. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on Wednesday, quote, "The United States is proposing UN sanctions following North Korea's 6 ballistic missile launches since September of 2021, end quote. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.